The banging on my hotel door takes a moment to penetrate. I'm not sure if it's because I'm four shots of bourbon past the pleasantly buzzed state, or because I'm sick with exhaustion and guilt. After stepping out of the shower, I ignore my dripping hair and wrap a fluffy white towel around my body. I attempt to ignore the shallow wound on my upper right arm, but it's throbbing mercilessly, and the bourbon's not helping. The banging continues, and I yell grumpily as I make my way across the spacious luxury hotel room. "Hold your fucking horses, right?" Immediately the pounding stops, but I knew it would. Bodie Wright is the only person who knows this is my room, and I left strict instructions with the front desk I wasn't to be disturbed for anything. I unlock the door and swing it open so fast I take a stumbling step back. I normally hold my liquor much better, but I'm going on 24 hours without food, and more than that without sleep. "What?" I snarl as he steps into my room, towering over my 5'8 frame by a good half a foot or so. I can tell he's had a shower because he smells good, and his short, dark hair is wet. Bodie's eyes immediately drop to my arm, and they harden as he takes in the barely 2-inch groove caused by a bullet that grazed me. "It's fine," I mumble.
"Figures,"
he replies dryly, as he walks over to my patrol pack I'd thrown to the floor a few hours ago when we checked in. With casual ease, he retrieves the IFAC, individual first aid kit, and pulls out some gauze and tape. This is the second time Bodie has treated my wound. The first time was while we sped away on a Syrian boat down the coast to Tripoli. The IFAC can treat anything from a shallow bullet trench to a sucking chest wound. He'd used most of our quick-clot combat gauze to stop the hemorrhaging in our teammate Joram's bullet hole, just below his collarbone. But there was enough left that he could slap a quick covering on my arm to curb the bleeding. It wasn't the first time I'd been shot at. I was so amped on adrenaline and fear because of Joram's wound that I hadn't even known I'd been hit until Bodie started working on me in the boat, after he got Joram as stabilized as he could be, given the circumstances. We made landing just north of Tripoli, at a prearranged extraction point. From there, Stan, our pilot, flew us to Cyprus on an MV-22 Osprey that Kynan somehow managed to procure through CIA contacts, and favors owed.
"Sit down and let me wrap that,"
Bodie orders. Despite the fact he's younger than I am by almost 9 years, and he's only been with Jameson Group a few years, his tone says he's not to be trifled with right now. I'm too inebriated to argue. Plus, I gotta give the dude props. When we got ambushed, he handled our extraction like a seasoned pro, carrying Joram to the boat while bullets flew. I walk toward the bed, but I take a sidestep to the wet bar where I grab the bottle of bourbon and ignore the glass I'd been using. In Cyprus, most would think I'd be taking advantage of their ouzo, but I hate the taste of licorice. Instead, I went with a tried-and-true favorite of mine. When my butt hits the edge of the bed, I twist the cap off and take a healthy slug. I hand it toward Bodie as he lays out the medical supplies, but he shakes his head.
"Goody two-shoes."
It doesn't bother me that I'm half-naked in front of Bodie. When we're on a mission, my teammates don't look at me like a woman. They don't care what I look like or that I have periods. I've spent weeks with my male teammates, and we've all seen each other naked at one time or another. There's no time for sensibilities while on a mission. Not to mention, we've all spent time at the Wicked Horse. While it's sort of an unwritten rule, or at least an understanding, we don't mix in that way. Many of us do hang out at the sex club quite regularly. I'm sure Bodie has watched me in action. But all he cares about is that I can do my job, and therein lies the guilt that's consuming me. I got Joram shot.